Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Verna Thomas Milton, and happy holidays to everybody. It's December the 14th, 10 days before Christmas. I'm excited this evening with our special guest we have, and I want to welcome you, Miss Merlin. I see that you're on the line. How are you? Hello? I see that she's on the line. Hello?
Hello. I am excited.
Thank you for having me. Somehow you're not coming in clear at all. I can hardly hear you.
Let me see.
And now I can hear you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for having me tonight.
Okay. Well, come a little closer to the telephone, if you don't mind. Okay. Are you talking on your computer or on your phone?
I'm on the phone.
Okay, well, good. We just stay on the phone because that computer is going to knock you out. All right, well, thank you for being our special guest this evening, Merlin. And Merlin, I wanted to let everybody know that, sometimes God allows us to meet people. They come into our life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. But when you know which one it is, you will know what to do for that person and also how to treat that person. And I want to tell everybody, I met this young lady down in Houston, in fact, in Sugarland. What, 12 years ago, Merlin? Was it 12 years or 11 years
ago? Yes. At least. Approaching 12.
Yeah, we was at a women's conference there in Sugar Land. I was staying in the hotel, but Merlin was the guest speaker there in Sugar Land. So we've been knowing each other for quite a long time, and I want to ask you, Merlin, first, just tell us a little bit about yourself, about your family, and about your children, your education, and things like that.
Thank you. Hello, everybody, and I am honored to be on the show tonight to talk a little bit about just us getting connected, sharing a little information about some of the things I've learned, especially since 2010 when I started the country's first Women Veterans Business Center and had the opportunity to travel all around the country and help people start and grow businesses that have served this country. I am Marilyn Harris. I live in Houston. I'm your neighbor a few hours away. I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I grew up there and lived there until I went to college when I was 18. Something very tragic happened to me in my life early. My mother died of cancer when I was 8. So I went to live with relatives, her parents and a sister. And they were elderly, and within 4 years, my grandparents died, so it just was my aunt, me, and two little cousins. And so I learned responsibility early. I was in charge of everything because my aunt was the only one that was old enough to work. But it made me strong. I knew I wanted to go to college, but we didn't have a lot of money. So I found the money through scholarships and grants to go to college my first year. But I ran out of money in the second year, and I thought, what can I do? Because I'm gonna go to college. And so I joined the Army. I was 19. I was enlisted, and I joined as an Army medic, and they later trained me to be an X-ray tech. So I learned skills. I was away from home. I missed my family. However, I knew what I had to do to meet the end goal. I kept going to college, and today I have very, very useful education that I've implemented. I was just counting before the show came on, Verna. I've been a nurse for over 35 years. I am a registered nurse, a master's prepared nurse in psychiatric mental health nursing, but I didn't stop there. I used my benefits, my military benefits, to get through some of my degree programs, especially the expensive ones. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that, about using your military benefits if you are the veteran, if you are the spouse, or the other dependent. And that's the things that the communication to use your benefits and what they are and how you get them is very important. So please join in during this part. And finally, I was led, spiritually led by God to start the country's first Women Veterans Business Center. And so I started this organization on faith with my two children, 8 and 10. I have a son and a daughter. They're grown now. And within 3 years, we were recognized, called, and invited to President Obama's White House and honored as a champion of change for growing women veteran businesses throughout the United States. I still do that work today. And in addition to all of those blessings, I am currently finishing up a master's degree in cybersecurity because we need to know it. So I look forward to the conversation today, and thank you again, Marla.
Okay. You said that you're working on your master's in cybersecurity?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me ask you something
today.
Okay. Well, can you discuss with us your career of how you really got into cybersecurity? As a veteran, so how did you do that?
Well, it goes back to being a nurse. As a nurse, we protect our patients, not only in body, mind, and spirit. We protect your healthcare information. So I am actually in healthcare cybersecurity. I'm protecting your sensitive information, your personally identifiable information, your protected health information, because it's not for anyone else to know if you don't want them to know. But I had to go and do further study on how to protect it better than I had learned in the military and in nursing practice. And so that's why I entered the cybersecurity program. The other reason why I entered is because here in Houston, I met some people that work at the Texas Worksource, and they helped me to afford the $36,000 program. They helped me to afford to go. And, I mean, I just finished my classes for this term today. I'm halfway through my degree. It's a two-year degree. I'm going to do it in 1 year. And I am a 4.0 student, and I praise God for that.
You are a very, very smart lady. Yes, you are. And you said it cost $36,000 for that class?
It costs that for the people that don't research their benefits and have to pay it. I am blessed to say that I am not paying.
Oh, okay.
I found the resource to pay my tuition. And it's not a veteran's resource. It's in the community. That's why I'm really honored that you called and asked me to join the show tonight. Because I want to encourage everyone as much as I can to look around, especially if you are a veteran, a spouse of a veteran, or a military youth dependent, look around and learn the benefits that you have. Because not only do you have benefits that are city benefits, you have state benefits as well as federal benefits as being a part of the military family.
Well, I'm very happy to have you on our show, that's for sure. And I want people to know that if you have questions for Marilyn, you may call. The call-in number is 563-999-3739. And you need to push the number 1. When you push number 1, then I'll be able to bring you into the studio. We bring you online for you to be able to talk with her. But Marilyn, let me ask you something. Can you discuss what is the most important, the information on the benefits that's today, that is new that you get every month? I think you get them every quarter, every month, information about veterans and the benefits they can get with their families.
Yes, there are loads of benefits. I started college in 1979, and my father was a Korean War vet. When my mother died, I did not see my father until a very long, long time after that. So I did not talk to him about his military benefits that could transfer to me. And that's one of the messages I want to leave with everyone. Talk to your relatives, talk to your husband, your wife, whoever is the military person who is the dependent. Talk about the benefits. If somebody doesn't know, maybe you can step in and find out how can the benefits assist you or someone in your family. That's what I find traveling around the country is the thing that we don't do. We don't know our benefits. Like I said, there's benefits on several levels. There's benefits at the federal level. Like every year, the VA used to put out this little white book, and it was called VA Benefits for Veterans, Dependents, and Survivors. And now they don't give you a physical book. It's online. And I have the website here if anyone wants it. You can read about your benefits if you are a veteran, a dependent or of a veteran, or a survivor. Also, at the state level, here in Houston and Dallas and throughout the state of Texas, we have an organization that you can call Texas Veterans Commission. They have a website, www.tvc.texas.gov. They can give you information about your benefits also and do much, much more. And the exciting thing that Texas Veterans Commission offers is an entrepreneurship program for those of you like me that have decided or are thinking about going into business as a veteran-owned small business. The other thing, we have local resources in our federally chartered veteran service organization. How many of you out there are a member of the Disabled American Veteran? How many of you are a member of the American Legion? I'm a life member of the Disabled American Veterans and the Veterans of Foreign War. I went in the military in 1981, and I was honorably discharged in 1992 after returning from the Gulf War. So I am eligible to use the services of these chartered veteran service organizations. It's several of them out here, and spouses, military spouses, you can go as well. You can join. It's a reasonable annual fee. I am a member of the American Legion Auxiliary, even though I'm a veteran and a war veteran, and my daughter is a member, and we pay $30 a year for that membership. These ladies and men in the American Auxiliary, they know about benefits. That is the best way to learn your benefits, is to connect with someone or an organization that knows about benefits. Trust me, it's worth it.
Okay, let me ask you something, Marilyn. Suppose I was married to a veteran, and my husband is dead, and I'm remarried. Okay, am I still entitled to those benefits? Or if I was divorced from that veteran, and he's still living, and I'm still living, can I get those benefits?
That is an excellent question, Verna. That's why I'm highlighting these helpful resources and all of the exploration for what benefits you are eligible for. It should start with something called the Veterans County Service Office. Look around where you live, see what county you live in. There should be a Veterans County Service Office there that is free for you to call. They used to even do house calls before COVID. They can tell you, based on the information you give them, if you have the DD-214, if you know the appropriate dates, they can tell you what and what you are not eligible for. And remember what I said, that's the veteran, the dependent, married or unmarried. You can find out if you're eligible for something, and the survivors. These start at the county level. So you don't have to go to Texas Veterans Commission initially. You can go to the county level veteran service offices. I know they have an office there in Dallas. They have one several places in Houston and several of the surrounding cities. Austin, I work very closely with the Austin-Travis County Veterans Service, Women Veterans Program. These are all around the state, and it just takes a little time. You may even be able to do a video call and get your questions answered.
Very good. Okay. I know.
Don't let the benefits go. That's the sourest feeling. When you talk to somebody you know that had a military life or was in a military family, and they tell you about the benefits they're receiving, be it your tag on your car so you can drive through some of the toll roads, or if it's a bus pass to get on the bus, or in the case of Houston, a metro rail, you will be frustrated if you don't make the extra effort to utilize some of these free veteran resources and find out what your benefits are.
Right, okay.
Even kids. I got one more thing that's exciting to say, and I thank God for it. When my kids were young, there was something, and it still exists, called Operation Purple Camp. My kids went to free camp for military kids in Honolulu. They went to California, and they went to New Mexico for a week. Everything is paid for. Everything is free. Or your service paid for it. All you have to do is get them there. So, and look around the area of Texas you live in to see what is being done for military kids. Just 2 days ago, I was at a conference. I met a lady, and I was talking to her about she's with Microsoft, opening up a program that she's over in Houston, and I'm sure this is all around the state because it's Microsoft. It's probably throughout the United States for kids that are military kids, and they go to, like, junior high, and they're interested in tech. Microsoft will get trainers to come in and teach them and then help them to pass a certification exam so they can have a tech certification at 16 and make money to save for college or for their future.
And this is Microsoft?
Microsoft.
I'm always, I'm always excited to hear things that you do and what you know about the veterans. I'm not a veteran. My father is deceased. Could I still get some of his benefits?
But you will always be the child of a veteran, right? Deceased,
yes.
Or not? My father is deceased. I will always be the child of someone that served this country. That's the point of all of this. Your family has contributed to the forwardness and the growth of this country. I say it everywhere I go, because not only did my father serve, I served. And you
Girl,
never
you
know.
Have opened it for another can of worms. You have opened
a door.
You have opened up another can. You mean to tell me if my dad was in the service, if he was in World War II, I could go to school or go back to school or take up something under his eligibility?
No, but listen to me carefully. Not in the traditional programs that they have now, but there may be some organizations. For instance, I was giving a speech to a huge sorority in Houston 2 weeks ago. There was a young lady. She, after my presentation, and I was emphasizing, don't let your benefits go. Don't take for granted that they're going to always be there. Know about them and use them if you or someone in your family has earned them. She came up to me in the long line that was waiting to talk to me after my presentation. She said, "Ms. Harris, my grandfather was a Tuskegee Airman." I said, "Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, what if you are in competition with other people to do something? Verna, you know, you work throughout this country wonderfully. Why not include that your father was a World War II veteran? That sentence may give you the edge over the next person for whatever you're seeking, because people want to see that other people and their families are investing in America. And God knows black people have invested in America."
You know, Marilyn, when I was 19, I was in college from 17 to 19, but when I got married at 19, my benefits stopped. I had to pay for my school.
Because you had a husband. Your husband was not in the military, right?
No.
That's why. Because at the time, that was the rules. You make a very good point. You got to get this free book. It's called VA Benefits for Veterans, Dependents, and Survivors. You have to get it because the benefits, some of them change.
Okay,
Well,
where do a person get that book?
It's online. That's what I was saying. I can give you guys the website.
Okay.
In the slides that I sent you, Verna, that's another way you can share it. I sent about 7 resources. But I can say it real quick. It's just www.va.gov/OP, like Paul, /publications/benefits. And you should see the site that says 2023. VA Benefits for Veterans, Dependents, and Survivors. I have helped so many people. Their moms and dads didn't know that they were eligible for benefits because of the member of the family that had served in the military had died and never mentioned the benefits that they could get as a spouse survivor. Mm-hmm. The best thing to do is research. And then if you can't find what you're looking for, call the County Veterans Service Office. I know you guys have a good one in Dallas. They're okay. In every big city in Texas. The mm-hmm. County Veterans Service Office, their services are free.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have this. I have the website that you just called it.
Awesome.
I will give it to you.
Please share it with everybody.
I will. I have... quite a few online. They're listening in, and I want to thank them for listening tonight, because I'm going to give this information to our vice president, which is a veteran, Fred Walker. He works with a lot of veterans, as long as also the little tiny houses for veterans. He worked with that program.
Oh,
so
wow.
I will give him that link to make sure that everybody gets it. But let me
can I add one more thing? Be diligent, be relentless. Do not give up your pursuit for the benefits that you or your family member earned ever. It took me 10 years to get my benefits from going to the Middle East, being exposed to over 35 environmental toxins. Today, I cannot smell. I have other health issues, but I forge forward. And for the last 20 years, I have been 100% service-connected, disabled 100%. With that percentage, disability percentage goes from 0 to 100, and then there can be some more points if you have more going on with you. But if you are 100% permanent and total, that means you have a condition that medical experts do not think is going to heal totally. You have a notebook full of additional benefits that will help you do mostly anything you need to do in this country to move forward, from housing and education to more and more and more. Take some time over the holidays, print out this book, and look through it, and share the information with other people you know that don't know about it and are not reading it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we have a caller that wants to come in and talk with you, Marilyn. But I also want you to, before you get off this air tonight, I want you to tell people about how, if when they're disabled, they can have, it's tax, they pay no taxes. I mean, tax on your home.
And we haven't even began talking about business. You know, Verna, since I was honored to meet you over a decade ago, we've talked about business over the years and, you know, been part of businesses. I would like to come back one day and have a session on how to start a thriving veteran-owned business or grow one that you already have. You're talking about resources. They are throwing money at veteran-owned businesses. During the pandemic, my business, it's called the Women Veterans Business Center. It's a 501c3 charity, and I'm not talking about my healthcare business. I have two businesses. Received a $10,000 grant from a major, major company in America just to keep going, just to encourage us not to fold during the pandemic because we didn't have any customers. So I would like to come back one day and just talk about business for veterans and tell you guys where the money is and where the support is.
Well, I'm just so thankful for God. You know what? And I mean, I know I have somebody waiting, and I'm going to bring them in anyway. I'm going to go ahead and let them come on in and talk because they can stop me when they want to. 8677, he's got the number, 8677, hello?
Yes, this is Valerie Ballard.
Hey, Valerie.
Hello, and hello, Miss Harris. Hi. Okay, I am the founder and executive director of Operation Tiny House. We're the nonprofit organization that builds tiny houses for veterans who have experienced homelessness. Mm-hmm. And I am so happy to hear your story. I love the information
nurse,
that you're giving.
I was a homeless nurse for 3.5 years, and I just want to stop you and thank you for servicing our homeless veterans. Thank you.
Thank you. My dad served in the Vietnam War. He is deceased now. But my family legacy, we've had over 50 members of our family that have served in the
Amen.
Military. So
Amen.
It is our duty and privilege to be able to serve these veterans.
Amazing.
I'm glad to hear that you are wanting to come to Dallas. I would love to introduce you to one of our newest initiatives. We have 8 Black women that are developers. We call ourselves Black Women Developers. We have our website up at blackwomendevelopers.org. Every single member is attached to a veteran. 4 of them
Hallelujah.
Are veterans, and the other 3, we are daughters of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to come. I want to meet them.
Okay.
If there's anything I can share to help them expedite what they're doing, support them, because it's time, it's past time. I go downtown in Houston, there's over 2,000 homeless veterans just standing around in spite of our best efforts to move them into housing situations. So, I mean, you and your superwomen, God bless you. Please continue on the path you're on, and I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah. Well, we look forward
to
meeting you, too.
I'm standing up in my chair.
And Marilyn, Valerie, I want to tell you a little something. Marilyn and I, we are business partners. In 2014, her and Dale, which is her friend there in Houston, they was here in Dallas to support me because they was my sales team out of Houston. Now, I know Dale and Marilyn both work very closely with Metro there in Houston. But
yeah,
Marilyn,
I'm on Metro's advisory board for disabled-owned businesses. They're looking for people.
Mm-hmm.
These organizations are looking for the people on the phone, and if you don't know how to do business, they're at a point, at least in Metro, they will help you get started.
Right. And, you know, Valerie,
better than that.
Valerie, today I sent Marilyn. Marilyn, you received that $6 billion thing that I sent you for the state of Texas?
I'm ready. Yeah.
I know you are, but what I'm saying, we need to find out how much is that of that money is set aside for veterans. Because I don't know how much money is set aside for veterans, but $6 billion just for the state of Texas?
Do you want me to start calling you tomorrow?
That's a lot of money. But anyway, we're going to be working on that, Valerie, and we will probably make sure that you know a lot about that. Because
Miss Valerie, do you have any of your ladies, are they service-disabled veteran-owned businesses?
Yes. I think Lily is on the call right now. She is a veteran. I'm not sure if LaKedra is on, but these are disabled veterans. Yeah. Not sure who's all on the call. I've sent them that information, and they could be all listening.
I hope they listen. Well, just tell them, because of Verna having me on the show, I have a LinkedIn group that's exclusively for veterans and military families, where I put, for the last 13 years, I have put information on grants, events, and other relevant information to veterans, business owners, and military family-owned businesses. You all are welcome to come into the group. It doesn't cost anything. It's a closed group, and we share information to move each other forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're on LinkedIn, too, so we'll connect
LinkedIn?
With you.
What's your name?
On LinkedIn? Oh, I'm on LinkedIn as Valerie Ballard.
Okay.
And you'll see the police officers and the flags behind, because there are a couple of Valerie Ballards, but there. And then I think we're on there as Black Women Developers, too. Let me check.
I love it.
I tell you, Beth, you're going to enjoy this podcast, Marilyn. I have two more callers. Marilyn. I want to take these other callers. Valerie, can
yes, we on? We're on under Black Women Developers on LinkedIn as well, too.
Okay
go ahead.
My name,
I don't want to take up all the time.
When I see you, I'm going to connect you to the group. And then my name is Marilyn Harris with two Y's. And I will be in pink, because pink camo is our branding.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I look for it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay,
thank
now
you.
We have a caller coming in with the last four numbers. It's 1686. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Trevor Chandler.
Okay.
And this is so wonderful to hear this information that Ms. Marilyn Harris is providing. And I'm not a former or current military person, and I don't have any family lineage that is former military to take advantage of anything. But the purpose for my call, my question is, you mentioned, Ms. Harris, that you were pursuing your master's in cybersecurity right now. And I was just wondering, I don't recall that you identified the financial resource that you're using to pay for that. But what did catch my attention was that you are not paying for it out of your pocket. So that's really what prompted the call. So my question in short is, may I learn what the financial resource is that you're using to pay for this master's in cybersecurity degree that you're pursuing, please?
Do you think I should answer the question, Verna?
Sure.
He knows the answer. He's my favorite cybersecurity professor. He knows the answer. He just wants to hear me talk. Well,
you know who this is. Okay, well, go ahead.
Yes, I would know that voice anyway. He's a very brilliant man and excellent scholar in the area of cybersecurity, and he is the one that taught a little nurse that came into cybersecurity 5 years ago and didn't know anything. He took me around the country. He taught me the ecosystem. He taught me how to hold my head up in those conferences if I was the only Black woman in the room, and to know what I'm talking about and do what I say I'm going to do. So I have a lot of respect for him, and I thank you for being on the call, Professor. Yes, I had an eye injury. I had a cataract, and then my eyes started crossing last summer, and so I was looking for a part-time job because I was running Harlan Healthcare, my healthcare company, and the Women Veterans Business Center. But I came to realize that I was going to have to stop everything and get some work done on my eye, my left eye. I ended up having surgery 9 months ago. The condition is called strabismus, and they take a knife, they go into your eye, and they adjust the six muscles of the eye. It's very scary, very scary. Do you know, I went to the Texas workforce. I said, I want to find a part-time job while I grow my business, but I can't do it right now. They put me in a program called Vocational Rehabilitation. These are the best people I have ever worked with at the Texas workforce, and they arranged all my appointments for me to see my ophthalmologist. I had surgery. They handled all of that because they gave me a psychiatric evaluation to see if I had the capability to do what I said I wanted to do. You know what I told them? I came in there saying this. I want to start a nurse-owned, nurse-run cybersecurity company, and I'm going to do it. All that's standing in the way of me and having it is the education when I get my eye fixed. I got my eye fixed. I'm on month 9 now. I have a good prognosis, and today I finished half of my cybersecurity program at the University of Houston. I'm a 4.0 student. They are taking care of my bills.
Very good. And this came from Texas Workforce Vocational.
All you have to do is go there and work with them. Texas Workforce, the Vocational Rehabilitation Program. That's
okay.
What happened, Professor. And I thank people like you for taking time with me when I was young in cyber and bumbling around and going to the conferences and didn't know who was who or what was what. I know I have made the right decision because I'm here to move cybersecurity, especially in healthcare, forward. And I'm learning the skills to do it. Thank you.
Okay, now this is Professor. What is your name, sir, again?
Trevor Chandler.
Okay, Trevor Chandler. Mr. Chandler, maybe we'll have you on one day to talk about more about cybersecurity as well. Okay?
Okay, already the anxiety level has increased.
He loves to talk. Thank you, Professor.
Okay, we have one more caller. We have one more caller hanging on. If you excuse us right now, we have one more caller hanging on. And this is a caller coming from 817 with the last 49917. Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, Verna.
Hey.
This is Ray Mack.
Well, hey, Mr. Mack, Mr. Ray.
How you doing?
I
was just sitting there listening and everything about the benefits of a veteran. I'm 100% disabled vet.
Well, you're not paying no taxes on that house over there, are you? On those houses?
Do what now?
Are you paying you're not paying no taxes on those houses, are you?
Well, I have to pay the taxes on my house over in DeSoto. And
not the tax on your
not
house.
Not the one I'm in.
Okay.
I don't pay anything. What's the lady's name that's on?
Marilyn.
Miss Marilyn.
Miss Marilyn. Yeah, I myself, I'm retired military, you know, because I'm 100% disabled veteran. You're totally permanent. And what else? I'm retired from the federal government for 31 years. I've worked in every phase of the government, from the Treasury to Immigration to Air Force, Navy, and the Treasury Department of Kansas City.
How exciting.
Yeah, but I've helped a lot of veterans, you know, giving their benefits. The main thing is once they file, they have to keep it going. You know, if they deny you, you got to keep it moving. Keep it moving.
And that's
the main thing. But, you know, if you got insurance, medical insurance, it's better for you to go out, take your medical records from the VA, take them to an outside physician, let him look at it, and let him make a determination. Then you take it back and you file, you make sure you got your files for your CMP exam. They're going to go with the outside physician because some of the doctors in the VA, they don't want to help you. All they want to do is just load you up with medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they want to do.
That is not good, loading anybody up with medicine.
Well, yeah, they want to change medicine, give you medicine. And, you know, they send me so much of that junk, I don't even take all that. I don't take that junk.
When did you retire?
I retired from civil service in 2001, about 20-some years ago. And
did
like
you
I
retire
said,
in military?
Yeah, well.
Did you retire?
I've done 2 years, 9 months, and 18 days in the military. I was in Vietnam.
Vietnam era, yes.
Right, so every time I change job, going to a different part of the country here, that I make sure my records followed me.
That's a great practice. Let me ask you something. There's something I want to talk to the vets and the military families on the line about really quick. It's called the PACT Act, P-A-C-T. It's something that President Joe Biden pushed for.
Oh, you're talking about the ashes.
Yeah, because of the burn pits. And so veterans right now of any era, Vietnam, Gulf War, Iraq, and if you were in certain areas, you can look online or when you call the VA in Houston, it says that the operator says, do you want to ask a question about the PACT Act? Every veteran or someone in their family should encourage the veteran to look through the information on the PACT Act to see if you are affected by it. I was affected by it because I lived outside for 6 months in the desert while I was at Operation Desert Storm in Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and I breathed in the burn pits, and today I cannot smell. I have limited ability to taste and other things. So all of these things are now being looked at. I had two compensation and pension exams. And then I put in a claim, and then within 4 months, they gave me a rating for my disabilities because I was in country, and the VA will grant you disability if a condition you go in with is exacerbated or if a condition starts while you're in the military. But like he said, you have to keep up with your records, and you have to keep filing. That is the secret. It shouldn't be a secret.
That is a secret because at the VA, you know, they'll put all the notes down, say what they want to say. But if you go out to the outside physician with your records and he do an examination, then he's going to write his report disputing whatever the case may be. Now, by me being 100% total and permanent, I'm not going to get no more money what they're already paying me. But they go to get more money, it goes into letters.
Yes.
It goes right straight into letters. So you get paid more money.
Tell them what that means.
Huh?
Tell them what that means. Tell the audience what that means.
While you go into the letters, once they determine, like they got me housebound, right? And so they paid me extra money for being housebound.
Yes.
And I'm a diabetic. I've been a diabetic since 95. So they paid me for, it's in letters, reptile dysfunction. So they paying you some money. But they can't pay you no more money on top of your disability, because you at the top of that, that's when they turn around and goes off into the letters.
And let me see if I can break it down for the people that are not military or veterans. There is a rating system. If you file a claim because, like I said, you've been hurt in the military or a condition that you had when you went in was exacerbated when you were in the military, you can file a claim. And there's a scale from 0 to 100 on every disease process that they will compensate you for or provide treatment for. And you can get to 100 like the gentleman is. After that, there's no more numbers. There's not like 101, 102, 110. It's letters. So then you have a S disability. Then you have a T disability. I'm just making an example of the letters. And those things you can get compensated for. Like he said something very key. Once you get over a certain amount in the numbers, then you will go for homebound, which is a service in itself. That means people will be helping you to be functional as much as you can at home. That's why you have to read these books, like the presentation started out talking about the VA book, The rules change sometimes every year, but you got to stay with it. Everybody I know that stayed with it over time, sometimes a long time, in the end, they came out with the prize. Yes, we shouldn't have to do it. You shouldn't have to come go to war, and when you come back, got to fight the VA for what's happened to damage your body or your mind, but we have to do it.
Well, let
it's
me say
lot,
this.
Verna. It's a lot.
Let me say this, that like she was saying, when they was printing that book, I utilized that book, and I read it between lines. So, you know, I was still working for the government, so everywhere I go, I do what I need to do. Then when I got here to Texas, and I was out there to, what's Caldwell, it was Air Force Base. Now it's a Joint Navy Base, Joint Base now, Reserve. And Thanksgiving, that's when I left that job. I left about a year. I said, I'm gone. They gave me unemployability. Unemployability means that they don't want you to work, but they're going to pay you at 100%.
Right.
And when I first got my disability, I was in San Antonio working. And when I got here, they paid me. Then when I got here, I refiled again. They paid me some more money. So I was clear for everything, bills and everything.
And you make a really good point. Just take his example. When he had a medical issue and he went and was seen by the doctor, he was rated IU, individual unemployability. Say he had 70% specific disability. The VA put in the extra 30% to make 100%. So he got paid as a 100% disabled veteran. And he got the rest of the amenities that went with it. There's one caveat to that. When you are IU, you may be called back to have subsequent exams to see if your condition gets better or worse. And there is a limit on how much you can work, if you can work. When you are 100% PNT, permanent and total, there at this time, and we need to keep fighting for this, at this time, there is no limit on if you can work and how much you can make. When you are 100% PNT, permanent and total. How do you know all this, Marilyn? Because I'm constantly reading the VA rules and regulations and calling DC, calling local people that work with veterans to know what is going on. Remember, your county veteran service officers are your first stop.
Well, yes and no. Because myself, after reading everything, I've done a lot of it myself. Myself, you know.
That's
by reading
good.
That,
everybody
I call it the VA
it.
Bible because you
confused.
Have to read between lines on that issue.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. Everybody can't do it because some have conditions where they are so injured from their service, they just have to trust someone else to help them with their paperwork.
Right. Now, also, if you got the skin and all of this here, they need to apply for the, every year I get this check for the creams that goes on my face, just like it's about, almost $800, $900 this year.
Yes, there are
yeah, for a it's a closing
amenities.
Allowance. But I'm
yes.
already grandfathered in the closing allowance. But anybody apply for that closing allowance, now they have to apply for it every year. And
you
know, it doesn't
you
make
some very good points. Let me say this to you. Everybody needs some – what's your name, sir?
Well, my name is Zedward McDaniel, and I'm my – radio name, I use my Ray Mac. That's it. I've been
well,
doing radio
Mr. McDaniel,
for
Ray Mac,
22
everybody
years.
Needs someone okay. like you that they can bounce questions off of so that when they go to the door of the VA and sit down in those offices and ask for what's already rightfully theirs, they will know exactly what to say. That's one
but
of my key points I'm going to leave with everybody. No. Get with somebody that knows something.
Well, see, the thing is that a lot of them, they just won't go to the VA. period. They don't want to deal with it. Then some of them deal with it when they get my age. I'm old. You know,
yeah.
Some of them just start dealing with it when they 60 and 70. Shoot, they on the brink.
Well, right.
You know?
Maybe we share something with you.
So, you know.
We're going to have somebody else come in. We're going to ask, because see some more people sitting here on the line, so I don't know if they want to ask questions or not. But I know there is some more people here. But I'm listening to you, and as we talk about all the benefits that's there, even like you said, if you...
It's really there, you know. It's actually there.
It's there.
My wife works at the VA hospital as a nurse, and she was a military. And I said, girl, if you got some problems, you need to file. I'm working here, so I left it alone, you know.
Okay.
But she's gone now, but, you know, she's at a better place. But I don't mind you giving out my number. They can call me. Not at this number, because I don't ever answer this.
Well, why don't you give them your telephone number for them to call you, you know, Ray?
Yeah.
Where's your telephone number?
It's 972-921-2250.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind helping them and telling them what to do, how to do, you know. All of it's going to take time. You know, I filed for the burn pits, but they want to send me to a CNP. I don't need to go to no CNP. All my records is there, so I cancel that.
So what
I'm going to do is just do it another way and see what happens. You know, if it's
like
not, that's fine. I don't care.
Job.
I'm getting paid
excellent
anyway.
Job keeping up with everything.
We're almost out of time, but I want to say some more things. Merlin, when are you coming to Dallas? Are you coming for my book night?
You're always trying to get me to Dallas.
Okay, let me tell everybody this. Let me tell everybody this, though. Merlin has been in my life for a long time because when I met her, what was I doing when I met you? Tell people what was I actually doing.
You were looking beautiful, sitting in a chair, looking at me and Dale, because we were trying to be startup business owners, and you were just looking at us like probably praying for us, saying, God help these clueless little women.
But let me share something with, we did pray. One of the things I want to tell everybody that when I met Merlin, I had a thriving business. I was in Sugar Land, Texas, down in Houston. I was waiting for my husband to come downstairs, and when her and her friend passed by, and just like the Lord spoke to me in a grocery store, He spoke to me that day and told me to stop those women. I needed those girls to help me in Houston. At that time, it was 2014. I had 5 factories that made plastic bags. I had nobody to, and I was on a crusade to tell the governor that we was going to have things was going to start happening in these schools if he didn't do something to deter crime. And we had these factories who made plastic bags, plastic backpacks, clear. And I needed Fort Bend County covered. And I was down there, but I didn't have any salespeople down there. And the Lord sent me these two ladies. And we've been friends ever since. And Merlin,
yes, ma'am.
I have a book that Merlin contributed to. In fact, her and Dr. Alan Sullivan wrote my foreword for my book. And I'm going to have a book signing. It's called My Power of Three. And I'm talking about the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, and how it has dealt with my life, I mean, how it has been my life, and how I've had to appreciate everything that the Lord has sent me, brought me through. So not only is Merlin my prayer partner, but she's like a sister to me. And I'm coming, and you're probably going to be here on January the 20th. Am I correct?
I'm going to try my best.
Okay, that's my book saying. You said something about your I have. So you, I know you're not gonna be able. Can you drive?
No, I'm gonna have to take Southwest. I want to be there because I want you guys to buy this book. It will pierce your heart with this information and things that you hadn't put together yet. I mean, just imagine, I met Verner. We were at something called the One Woman Conference. That day I received, I forget how many thousands of dollars it was to kick off my business. I was a new startup. The other lady had just started. And then we saw an angel, a very well-dressed, pretty hair, perfect makeup lady sitting in the hotel, and she kept staring at us. And we went over to her, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was like an angel. There to meet
them. Let me share something with people, and I want to tell people, just like me and Marilyn talked a little bit earlier, and Marilyn, you have to teach these women. I don't know if they can make this kind of money if they are veterans, but if you're disabled, how can you work? But
you can be the WOSB. You can do a WOSB certification. It's totally free from the SBA, and you can work with the federal government.
Oh, yeah, we know about that. But what I'm saying, what I sent you today about that $60
billion,
$60 billion. Okay, we have, the state of Texas now have so much to do, so much to do. So as small businesses, you must learn how to work with strong, big businesses and allow them to be the big, maybe the prime, you'd be the sub. But there's too much money that's coming into the state of Texas and nobody knows about it. And we just let it go through us. We need to really get them educated, Marilyn.
We can have some more sessions. We have $4 billion, dollar projects here in Houston actively going now. Our charity hospital, the Mickey Leland Terminal at Intercontinental Airport, I-45 North and Metro. Let's come together, everyone. None of us can do this alone. Just like Vernon said, we have to work together on these billion-dollar projects.
Right. And I really pray for, and I want people to pray for my health, too, because I'm not in the best of health. But I, at my age, I can only do so much. And if I just get one or two contracts, I can't do no more. I have had people to call me for 5 and 6 contracts. It's no way I can do all that work because I don't have a strong staff. I volunteer myself in the community. All of this is volunteer that we do. And I'm really trying to get things going. But Marilyn, I thank God for you, sweetie. I really and truly, you and Dale has been a godsend to me, and I knew that when I saw you. And the pandemic has crippled so much. When the pandemic came, everything shut down. Everything shut down. It wasn't no money. It wasn't no business. Everybody was going home, closing the doors. Now things has opened up, and it's been like a rush, like a rush. I mean, I usually didn't get but one call a day. Now I get 5 and 10. Sometimes I have to take a nap. It's so busy, Marilyn. Till sometimes I have to set this computer down and go take a nap and go to sleep because I can feel myself getting. This will drain you if you just constantly stay on this computer talking in all day. But it's business. It's business. And the key is, when you're a distributor and you have a major factory, you have to have somebody that can read those specifications, know exactly what that job site or whatever contract you're going on, they can do. Because if they can't do it, they will get you into some trouble. So, Marilyn, I look so forward to you coming up here in my suite. Sweetie, you are...
Okay.
A godsend. So just put it on your calendar, January the 20th, and tell Dale too. I want y'all both up here.
Okay, I'm writing it down now. Thank you for this opportunity and for everything you do in this community. And just like the scripture says, he who has begun a great work in you, tired or not, he is faithful to provide whatever he's promised in you. And you, just like before, you will get it done, but you'll have help this time.
Oh, yeah. And everybody, I know our time is getting, I mean, it's from 7 to, is it almost 8 o'clock?
Mm-hmm, you got 1 minute.
Okay, well, no, but what I'm saying, though, my our time here, I can go as long as I need to, but I just want to make sure people online are still able to listen. I have a 30-minute extra because I wanted the people online. Sometimes when they call in, I only have 50 numbers. So if I have 50 callers, it's going to, and then I have a 52 or 53, I mean, three more, they won't be able to call in because they have to listen online. So we're okay with that. But
somebody,
Marilyn,
just said that she couldn't get in on the link, one of my guests. I don't know what's happening.
Well,
I'll
maybe
ask you to try again.
Well, they can call in then if they want to. But
okay.
So we have some time. You can text them back a mess. I mean, and tell them they can call in. And I have three more callers online. So I know I have Ray Mack. Ray, are you still there? And Valerie is still here.
Yeah, I'm still there.
And Valerie, you still here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have two more callers. One from 7428. Or do you want to talk to Marilla? Hello. The number ends with 7428. Okay, so I don't think, but if you want to talk to Marilyn, just hit the number one button, and we can bring you on. Okay, so Marilyn, they haven't hit the one button. Valerie, do you have anything else that you want to talk to her about?
Let me see. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, but I just, you know, I thank you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in January, and I'm looking forward
to
connecting
to
with you and
you
letting you meet
spouse?
All of the ladies.
Are you a military spouse, Miss Valerie?
No, I'm the daughter of a military spouse.
Okay.
My dad served in the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. I'm just asking because the military spouses have their own network of funding, of organizations. This is one of the things that's happened since we started this movement to get not only women veterans, but there was also a movement to get military, female military spouses into entrepreneurship. I teach on a grant like maybe twice a year, and it's with a lending organization called the LIFT Fund. And sometimes they have military spouses on the call. Sometimes it's just veterans. Sometimes it's military families. There is assistance. You guys have a VBOS up there, Veterans Business Outreach Center in Arlington for the veterans. And if you are a partner of a veteran, you're partnering on a bid, you and that veteran can use these veterans' resources to sharpen up your whatever you have to turn in, your proposal. If you want to work on your structure, your business structure, if you want to work on anything, the resources are out here, as is the money. The money is out here to get these projects done. The thing that's not happening, like Verna said, small businesses are not working together. The only way we're going to get the money is if we work together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, let me just, that's a mouthful there, I know. Yeah, I like I said, I've been doing this radio for 20-some years when I retired from federal government. I have never received a dime from anything, and I want to get this thing up. It's been up 20-some years doing it, being a friend. But we need cash money so we can build this thing out more.
Okay.
You're a veteran, right?
Oh, yes, 100%. Shoot. How you think I'm going to take care of the radio station?
No, I'm sorry. I wanted to say, is your organizational structure a LLC?
Yes, LLC.
Okay. Because right now for veterans, if they call Texas Veterans Commission and they meet the criteria, they can get their LLC paid for free. It's not going to cost $300. That's another thing that people don't know.
But Merlin, let me ask you something. If he has a radio station, he can also possibly get money because he can talk and teach people from their radio station.
That's right.
Okay,
see, I just got through building one up in Oklahoma City for the African Jazz Legacy Museum, and
wow.
It's online. And we are online 24/7. Plus, we do a show every Saturday. We're doing a Christmas show this coming Saturday on GHP Radio, the Indie Live Spot. It's on that website. It could come up with .com or .net, but it's GHP Radio.
Okay, but Mr. Mack, if you do something to help veterans, it don't have to be every day, all day. It's some do.
That's the thing. Because we are visual also. We can talk about anything. Anything. We talk about music. We talk about anything.
Okay, but if you want to make some money, that's what I'm trying to say, you can get some grants for that.
I don't know how to write a grant. That's the thing.
Okay. Now, Sherry, are you on the online? If you are online, just hit number one. Because I don't see her coming in. She's trying to come in, but I don't see her. I don't see her telephone number.
Okay,
Sherry,
I just text her and told her to
Brenda,
hit one.
You know, you just say, if you can just hook me up with it, I'd be great with that. Be fine with that.
Okay, well, Mr. Mack,
just give her my number and whatever.
Okay. Okay, well, if anybody wants to talk to Merlin, just hit the number one so we can bring you on. And Mr. Mack, Ray, are you gonna get my book signing on the 20th?
Well, if my knees is good and ready, I'm trying to get some things together. I just had surgery on that one knee, and it's been killing me, bothering me.
Well, we're going to pray that your knee be all right by the 20th. You got a long way to go. So
yeah.
I see Sherry's on the line, though. I see she's coming in on the line now, so I'm going to let her come in and talk. Yeah, Sherry, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you,
yes.
Okay,
oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for welcoming me in to speak. I wanted to give kudos and a thank you to Valerie Ballard for inviting the DFW National Association of Black Veterans, NABVETS. And so the DFW chapter, she shared this invitation to join in the call tonight. And so I wanted to first and foremost thank her and give her kudos. This has been incredible information. So thank you, ladies, also for sharing, and the gentleman as well who's been sharing some great nuggets. I'd like to ask if you could repeat the information regarding the LLC as far as that fee being waived. If you could repeat that for me, I would truly appreciate that.
Yes, and that is from Texas Veterans Commission. It's www.tv, like Victor C, .texas.gov/entrepreneurs. They also give you a book on how to start a business in Texas, and then you will talk to someone there in the entrepreneurship department at TVC and tell them you want the form and the information to start an LLC in Texas, and that could be waived if you give them the required paperwork.
Perfect. Thank you so very much. Again, thank you, ladies, for this great information. Your platform is amazing.
Can you stay on the phone, ma'am, so you could take this next information I'm going to give you to your audience? In 2011, I was asked to work with Syracuse University School of Business to start the country's first women veterans business center. And so they started a program, but they needed someone to help them recruit. So I said at my breakfast area table, I recruited 250 women veterans from around the United States. I asked them to come to something that had never happened before, a conference for women veterans interested in entrepreneurship. The program is called VWISE. And so the website is called, anybody ready? Or you can just write it down, Veteran Women
Igniting the Spirit of Entrepreneurship. It's a 2.5-day mini MBA boot camp at a 4-star hotel. It's $75. It started in, I think it was March of 2011, and it's gone around the country. I was the national ambassador of this first ever program, and the man that was a business school professor is now the vice chancellor at Syracuse University, and he was the one that wrote my letter to President Obama to say this woman should be honored for her efforts around the country. I went to 13 major markets with him, 13 cities. When we started, it was less than 100,000 women veteran-owned businesses in America. Today, because of what we did, it's over 400,000. And guess what? The military, the female military spouses are invited to come to VYSE, Veteran Women Igniting the Spirit of Entrepreneurship.
Veteran Women's United the Spirit?
Igniting.
Igniting,
veteran
okay.
Veteran Women Igniting the Spirit of Entrepreneurship. So if you have a spouse that's disabled, that's a veteran, the non-disabled spouse can come in the place of the disabled spouse because you have the business together, but maybe your spouse can't travel. There's all kinds of scenarios. This is a wonderful program, and you start to understand how big this ecosystem is for veteran-owned businesses. I've been in it since 2008, since they were certified veterans through the Center for Veterans Enterprise. All that's gone. Veterans get certified now for business certifications, the VOSB, Veteran-Owned Small Business, or the SDVOSB, Service Disabled Veteran-Owned Small Business, at the SBA. Everybody gets certified for veteran-owned credentials at the SBA. This is the newer thing.
Okay. We have another caller, Merlin. Hold on 1 second. Let me bring them in. This call is, our telephone number is ending with 7428. Hello?
Thanks, Fred Walker. How you doing?
Okay, Fred.
Yeah, I just wondered, on the last remark she made, what would it take to bring this seminar to Dallas?
VY?
Yes.
Ask?
Yes.
Call Dr. Mike Haney. Yeah, call Dr. Mike Haney and ask them, can they bring it to Dallas? They just left San Antonio. They just left San Antonio a couple months ago. Go on the website, ivmf.vy.com or .org, and just call. And if you wanted to come to Dallas, because there is a large concentration of women vets in Dallas, they got to say they want it.
Okay.
Give us that website again.
Let me see what I got down on there. I'm sorry, I was walking around. I was so excited.
If you don't have it, if you don't have it right now, you can text that to me if I can get it to them, to get it to Fred.
And when you get a chance, I sent you a page and it says helpful resources. And when you get a chance, you can copy it and post it where you post it. I'm inviting everyone to come to my Women Veterans Business Center LinkedIn group. Just get on LinkedIn and look for Women Veterans Business Center in the group. You're welcome to come. And just put in there somewhere VM, so I know Verna Melton referred you. And then you can get all this information. There's no charge. We've been doing this for 13 years, giving information, sharing info about grants, about events, just helping people realize their dreams. It's possible.
It sure is. Now, let me ask you something, Merlin.
And Vernon, are you recording this?
This is being recorded, yes, ma'am.
Okay,
it is
great.
Being recorded, so you can go back and listen to it later on. But let me share something with you. Merlin, the information to bring this this event to Dallas, if it's not in this information that you sent me, resend it to me if I can make sure Fred gets it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's on the list, and it's called VY. V-W-I-S-E, Veteran Women Igniting the Spirit of Entrepreneurship. It's for women veterans and female military spouses. This is the program I helped start around the country years ago. It's still alive. Changing lives.
Ooh, there's so much good information. But let me share something.
Black women.
Black Women Developers would love to host that. We're veterans and we're daughters of veterans.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, let me say this real quick. Syracuse University, when I started working with them, it was 6 people in one room. Now they have a multi-million dollar budget and a multi-million dollar building at Syracuse. You have to talk to them. I don't work there. I just promote the program because I believe in it, and I've seen it change lives. It changed mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Marilyn, let me ask you something else, too. My brother was a veteran. Now, he got money to start his business from the VA.
What era? What era? Was he Vietnam?
I don't know. No, no. My brother's much older than that. But what I'm saying is that my brother...
VA has plenty of money. Under vocational rehabilitation, if you are, if you get a rating from the VA, a disability rating, 20% and up, and then you go through some other interviews, they have 5 levels of vocational rehabilitation. One of them is entrepreneurship, but we have to fight for it. In other states, people get it. They get it without fighting as much as we have to fight here. Vocational rehab is not just going to vocational rehab at the VA and saying, I want to go back to school, I want my education paid for. That's not all it is. They have independent living skills they teach. One offering is to get money to start a business, but you got to have your business plan. You have to have done your market research. One of the things I forgot to share with you guys is my educational pursuit. After nursing school, when I was in Prairie View, I became a registered nurse after I got back from war. Then I found out I had PTSD. I kept going to school. I got my master's in psychiatric mental health nursing, worked a while. Then I went back to school and earned an MBA, a master's in business administration. So I know what I'm talking about in terms of business strategy. And God gave me these opportunities, never paid for any of these degrees, not a penny. And the MBA was $73,000. I found a way. Because he was guiding me. That's why I started this Women Veterans Business Center. And let me tell you, because of my belief in leaning on him, we have all these women veteran business owners throughout the United States now.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is for real. This is Marla, a for real blessing. I had 2 kids and no job.
Marla, let me tell you something. I want everybody to know, I mean, and everybody's line is open in case you all want to say goodnight to Marilyn. But I want to say this to everybody that's listening. And the reason why I stopped these women, when I stopped those women to see, because if you love the Lord, I mean, beside all of this money you can make, you have to know this. If we only have, you know, you only have one to please. And that's the Holy Spirit, because he's going to be with you regardless if everybody else is gone, even when your money's gone.
That's right. That's right.
So what I liked about Marilyn and Dale, they was praying sisters. And one thing about what we do, we enjoy praying for each other. I tell people all the time, when I started my business, God started that business for me. I had no idea. My degree is in computer science. It's not in marketing. It's not in all of this stuff. I said, how in the world did I end up here? But God, this is what God had for me. So I tell y'all this. In my book, I talk about this, how that spirit helped me. And when I go to quote, and Marilyn will tell you, I always quote in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, 3. I quote in threes. If it's $3 or $300, that's how I quote. And I end up winning more contracts that way because I put God first. I put God first. And this lady who you're listening to, I know I've been there. I've seen her belief and her power in God. So know that first, that he's the key to whatever you want to do, whatever you're trying to do. Take God with you. So Marilyn, I got to get off this air now, but I know people that's online listening. And people is here on the phone. We got another caller coming in. So they're still coming in. But if anybody want to say goodnight to Marilyn or say hello or whatever, we have 5 minutes, and then they're going to cut our online probably off.
One thing I want to say, Verna, my name is Ray Mack.
And okay. I give him my phone number. It's a 972-921-2250.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all got it?
And
you got it. 921-2250. Thank you, Ray.
Is she from... Is she in Texas or Arlington or somewhere?
No, she's out of Houston. She's in the suburb of Toronto. Where is that little town?
Downtown
Houston.
The last lady was talking.
Who? The last one that was talking?
I don't know where the...
Yeah.
From the NavVet. I don't
give
know
her my number. I want to talk to her, too.
Okay, well,
yeah,
she's on
the NavVet lady. She's
a part of our group, too.
She's
part
good.
Of the University of Hill Veterans.
I want to talk to your group, because if you're building things, you should sell the supplies, too.
Well, I'm just trying to get my radio station where I can have more people.
We heard you. We heard you. I'm going to try to send you somebody that I work with on a radio station down here.
Okay,
she
then.
Was supposed to be on the call, but she was driving and couldn't do it.
Okay.
Well, all y'all, good night.
Okay,
thank
good night,
you.
Everybody, because we're going to have to... I'm going to have to get off the air, off the air now. But I want to let everybody know I appreciate you all for listening in tonight. This has been a good show. And if anybody wants to listen to it afterwards, this show is being recorded. So you will be able to come back in on the Blog Talk and you will hear it. Thank you.
Thank you. Verna.
Thanks, Verna.
Good night, everybody.
All right, good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you.